a word for you from Genesis chapter 42, verse 32. We are 12 brothers, sons of our father. One is no more, and the youngest is this day with our father in the land of Canaan. Here we find the climax of the story of Joseph. Well, part of the climax, because there were a number of events that happened at this particular point. We find that through it all, Joseph, well, kept his cool is more of a modern type of saying, but he could wait upon God. Let's say it that way. He could wait upon God and not do things himself. He wanted the Lord to work. And even in this instance, when his brothers, who did not recognize him, yes, they who had thrown him into a cruel pit, they who had sold him off into slavery, here they are now confessing him in their need, in their desperation, because they're starving. They say, one is no more. And who is that one? It is Joseph himself. They are, in a roundabout way, saying, he's dead. And that's indeed what they thought. Now, at this point, Joseph could have burst with anger. He could have said, one no more indeed. You are the cause. He could have turned on his brothers here. But he was led by God again and again. But that's what Joseph was like. Not just here in power, but even in weakness. Joseph humbled himself before the Lord. UJosefa siyamthola ukuthi njalo uyazithoba phambi kwenkosi. Alindele ukuthi uNkulunkulu kube uyena ozomphakamisa. He does not lift himself up. Even when he lands in a jail after that incident with Potiphar's wife, even when he's forgotten by his friends, he waits for the Lord. And then, as we looked at last time, the time came when God began to exalt Joseph. And now you would think Joseph should use the opportunity, fight back, make the brothers pay for their dreadful sin. But Joseph is a man of God. And we have to ask ourselves at this point, are we living like carnal people, like those who do not know God, using an opportunity for revenge? No, Joseph is still waiting upon the Lord. He is quiet at this moment. He refuses to say what the normal human heart wants to say. He lets God be exalted rather.